Hello there. Welcome to your second Alexander technique lesson. Yes, it's very good to see you too. Now today we will be going over and recapping all of the lessons and lovely little guidelines that we learnt in the first lesson. And after that, we will be working and focusing more on chair work. So, getting in and out of a chair and getting comfortable with the position of sitting. Now, do you have any questions, concerns, or just thoughts about what we learnt last time? I see. Allow me to have a look. Alright. So, do you remember what the guidelines were last time? That should help your question. That's right. Allow the neck to be free. Allow the neck to be free. Good. And allow the neck and head to just drift up and sit on top of the spine. Effortless. Everything that we do must be effortless. Right. Good. And have you been practicing at home as much as you can? That's great. Yes, I can see that there's a definite improvement since last time. Good. So first of all, I would just like to check your overall posture, just to make sure that everything is perfectly aligned where it should. Neck, head, relationship is all working well. Okay, so head is free. Head is free, good. Chin horizontal with the floor, good. Shoulders, relax. Shoulders back, down and relaxed. That's very good. Neck is free. Head balances up. Arms are nice, relaxed by your side. That's right. Loose. Good. Remember what I told you last time about relaxing your arms, how they feel on the back of a sofa. The shoulders, the arms follow. Very good. Now the back, just tip tummy in a little bit more. Good. Just tip it in. Hips nice and rounded. Back is nice and straight. Back is straight. Shoulders and head. Slight bend in the knee, nice. Push that in a little bit more. In. Neck. Good. Neck. Yes. Just you want to dip it, but try not to. Slight bend. Good. I think we're there. So does that feel better? Good. Alright, so now we're going to be working more on chair work, getting in and out of a chair. We're going to actually be working a little bit more thoroughly in the sitting position today, just to acclimatize your body for our next session, where we'll be looking more at your position working in front of a computer. As Alexander said, the relationship of our head and neck is crucial to our well-being, and the relationship can have a huge impact on our overall wellness, aches and pains, even illnesses. And when we sit down, especially when we're at a computer, our head tends to follow where the screen is. And likewise, on a phone, your head is crunching down, looking into the phone, and the spine is crunching all day long, and it's just quite terrible, really. So, with this technique, you can be more mindful, and you'll find your whole well-being will improve. So, have you been practicing getting in and out of a chair at home? Good, you've been more mindful. Well, that's brilliant. Like I say, if we are more mindful of our position and our bodies and how we do things, then our whole well-being is only going to have a positive impact. So, in your own time, if you would just show me how you have been practicing getting into the chair, sitting into the chair. I won't necessarily guide you or offer any pointers at this point. I will just be feeling your head, neck relationship as you stand. As you sit, I apologize. So yes, in your own time. Very good. All right. So that was very nice and controlled. Very good. Look at this head-neck relationship here. The neck is free. The neck is free. Chin horizontal to the floor. Say that you've definitely improved since our last visit, for sure. There was a little bit of anticipation there, I would say. So now we are going to stand up. Again, very good, very good. Wonderful, excellent. So I noticed there was still a little bit of bracing. I could feel that there was a little bit of tension here in the neck. Did you feel as though your body anticipated moving? Yes. Well, our bodies know how to move. Our bodies know how to stand and sit. We do it all day long. The important thing is that your neck didn't crunch forward, I noticed, which is brilliant. When we anticipate to get up, we crunch our bodies forward and then we lift ourselves up. We don't need to do that. But you didn't, and that's brilliant. It should all be effortless. Effortless. So now I'm going to you more slowly down into the chair. Remember, bend at the knees and quite quickly sit down into the chair. Okay, bend the knees straight back quite quickly into the chair. Perfect, much better. So Let's work now on the getting up in a little bit more detail. So, remember what we said last time? The body tips forward and back, forward and back. And this is the relationship that we need on our, in our bodies and across our neck-head relationship. To tip us forward and out of the chair. It's quite a primitive sort of a movement. You tip forwards, let's tip back, tip forwards, tip back. And as we tip forwards this time, we're going to rise and stand. And stand. Effortless. Yes. Remember, the tipping forward is what we need, not to propel ourselves out of the chair, but it's just the natural way to get up. Just effortless. Good. How does that feel? You'd like to do it one more time, but that's perfectly fine. So, don't anticipate, just quite quickly. Sit down. Wonderful. That's it. Don't anticipate it. Rock forwards, and stand up. Effortless. And the head, the neck are free. The head is floating. The head is free. The neck. Balanced on top of the neck. All right. Wonderful. So, now we'll be moving on to more sitting position. And we're going to focus on how the hips, back, neck, and head, and even arms and legs, all have their part. They all play. So we're going to get into the chair and then I'm going to be moving you into the position that has the best correspondence to the head-neck relationship. Alright, so as you did before, prepare to sit and sit perfectly. Very good. So as you can see, your shoulders are immediately rounded forward. They're hunched. So first, let's lengthen up the spine. Just lengthen that, that's right. Tip the chin forward a little bit more. That's it. And as you feel that lengthening of the spine, lengthen down the back. Sit, lengthen. Lengthen. Sit, lengthen the back. Wonderful. Yes, it's quite strange to start with. Let's push that tummy back a little bit more. That's it. There. And with the hips, you don't want to kind of sit right on your tailbone there, but halfway house in between. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Lengthen the back. Don't forget. Head. That's good. The lengthening. Good. The head is free. The neck is free. The head is free. Lengthen the back. And hips. Good. Okay. Neck is free. Back is lengthened. Hips nice and rounded. Now with the legs, just relax it. So straighten out the legs. And the feet are planted on the floor. And the leg is at a right angle. Yes, that's it. The relationship there. The leg is still free. So how does that feel? Yes. Mm-hmm. Strange at first, yes, because we are so used to our bad habits. But once you are mindful of this and practice this, it will become second nature. So, now in that position, we can tip forward and stand quite quickly, and you'll notice that it's much more effortless from that position into standing. Did you notice that? Brilliant. So, as you see, once our posture becomes second nature, everything else is effortless. Sitting, standing, reaching, climbing, everything. Now don't forget, even if we've been sitting and standing, shoulders relaxed, spine lengthened. Lengthen out the spine, good. Hips, tip. Slight bend. Wonderful. So now, we are going to get back into the chair, but I want you to get back into the position that I just put you in as much as possible. Alright? So when you're ready, quickly. Yes, perfect. Now, in the best way, that's it. Lengthen the back. That's it. Lengthen. Sit forward on those hips. Legs are perfect. Head balanced, neck is free, yes, good, very good, neck is free, and are you ready to stand up, tip forward, very, very quickly, okay, neck is free, yes. Position. Good. Yes. Wonderful. You seem to be getting the hang of it very quickly. Yes. So once the crunching sensation goes, anything else? Seven, that's neck is free. Alright, so how do you feel about that? Wonderful. Okay, so I would encourage you to practice that sitting position every day. Of course, we sit every day, so there's no need for us to forget or not practice this sitting position. Always be mindful of your body. The most important thing is that the neck is free, it's lengthened, shoulders relaxed. Remember that back spine relationship. Yes, and throughout the day you will find you'll be slowly sinking back into your old habits. But we must be mindful of our bodies, mindful of the position. positions and how we move. So, I'm very pleased with your progress. You're doing exceptionally. I think next time we will recap everything that we've gone over, that sitting position. And I think then we will move on to the computer desk work, if that's okay by you. We can see how much we crane and crunch and strain our necks to look at our technology. It's quite shocking. That's right. And I can also give you some tips on more healthy workspace. How to position your computer where it doesn't put unnecessary strain on the head, neck, and body. Okay, perfect. Any questions? No? Well, I look forward to seeing you next week. You've been an amazing student. As always, I'm very pleased with your progress. So, until I see you next time, take care, and I'll see you then.